Fulmer's Folly, Season 2, Episode 3, The Lie. Jack.
Silence and pandemonium. Boredom and panic. The world held on like a sickly animal cheating death. But before the final fall, there was the break.
Harry, eyes to me. Good. You're doing really good.
The moment the pressure finally overwhelmed the system and the wasting surged.
Your vehicle has detected a collision and will attempt to make an emergency call. To cancel the call, please choose cancel on the screen or press the hang up button.
Girls.
Attempting to connect you to an emergency operator.
Coming! Fucking airbags!
With an emergency operator. Please use another device to contact emergency services.
Okay. Get the gloss off. Sorry. Maybe put your belt back on.
Every choice is suddenly the most important you've ever made.
We're almost at the marina.
Just be alive, at the end of the day, is an achievement. But then you wake up. The clock restarts. And you begin again.
Jack?
Lena?
Yes.
I can't see.
It's nighttime. Keep still.
Floor, move.
I don't. I have to see myself.
Moving.
Yes.
We out the bay.
Yes.
Sam? Harry? What's happening? What?
Being sick.
Seasickness. Once you've lost your stomach, it's gone for hours. Maybe be sick over the side. Or toilet. Dead is right.
I'm not. Nothing left.
Always something.
Shut up, Jack. Leo,
who's that?
This isn't what. Mama Esther. Müssen wir danach. Bist in Sicherheit. Nein, nein, bleib! Bleib!
What's wrong?
Leo, bitte!
What's...
Bleib!
What's you saying?
Quarantäne.
What's...
Nothing. Damn you, Jack. Sleep when you woke.
Smile.
Fuck off.
Smiling suppresses the gagging reflex. Never worked for me either.
I hate you.
Why can't I hear the girls? Oh, Harry? Sam? Everything's jumbled. Harry? Penny? Penny was limp. I can't hear her. Why can't I? Harry was stood by the table. I remember seeing her. She wouldn't tell me something.
Jack? You try to get up.
Please!
You'll hurt yourself.
My eyes are closed. I'm standing on the stern, feeling the pale glow of dawn chasing the chill off my skin. Don't open your eyes. Don't listen too hard. I don't want this.
Mum tried earlier.
God, you made me jump. I thought you were in with Mum and Pen.
Penny wouldn't settle.
Mum asleep.
Her eyes are closed. She can't get a hold of Grandpa.
I'm sure.
He doesn't walk very well.
You look cold. You sleep. You should try.
You think they're trying to communicate? That noise they make?
They're just ill. Brains aren't working properly. It's just noise. We're safe on the boat.
How do you know?
They can't swim.
Why not?
Because they're... They just can't. People seen videos.
Don't you think that's weird?
Just get some sleep. You kept your head down, didn't you? In the car. You didn't see anything last night, did you?
No.
I got to go back up. Stay here. Keep away from the windows.
Dad?
Yeah?
What happens now?
We stay on the boat for a bit.
What? Just float here?
No. Don't be silly.
Then where are we going?
Well, we're going to stay off the coast for a bit. Camp out. Never slept on a boat before, have we? Someone will tell us what to do. Things will get sorted. You can taste the ash in the atmosphere. Hear individual voices in the silence. The water is like liquid silver. Burnt watercolors of dawn reflecting in a patchwork of broken cloud. Light razoring out the inky black hulks of drifting ships. Masts of multiple yachts. Streamlined silhouettes of idle powerboats. A twisted nautical apocalypse. Ringing the coastline like dirt on a bathtub. It's hauntingly beautiful. And speckled between it all, like black spots on a mirror, them who just ran. Ran into the cold on whatever would float. And I have to pretend not to hear them. Off the starboard bow, a skinny lad with stripes shaved in his hair slips from an airbed. Silently sinks below the surface, black baseball cap and all. I wonder how many are already down there. A nightmarish slow rain of bodies, dragged down by their clothes. I look back at the airbed. A younger lad, who looks like him, hasn't noticed he's gone yet. Solent. The sheltered waterway between the English south coast and the Isle of Wight. Black smoke stains the sky over the Isle of Wight. There on Guernsey and Jersey too. We are heaved too, using our sails to hold position. A maneuver that gives us a slight sideways drift. I turn round and raise my binoculars to one of the static structures rising out of the sea. A circular pillar of grey blocks, ringed with black metal and topped with a squat red and white tower, resembling a White House. No Man's Land, one of the historic Solent sea forts. A thick pack of boats aggressively jostle for position around its base. There are four of these former batteries at the east entrance to the Solent. Spitbank. The derelict Horse Sand. No Man's Land. And hiding just between the edge of the Isle of Wight. St. Helens. Built to defend against the French. Refitted for the World Wars. And finally abandoned. Spitbank and No Man's Land converted into failed hotels and living museums. What better place to hold up? I swing the binoculars round to Horse Sand and adjust the focus wheel. The boat pack, not quite as thick here. But up on the rusting landing platform, I make out a shirtless man trying to stop people climbing up. Black mask over his nose and mouth. He violently swings what looks like a metal pole at people's limbs and stamps on fingers. Then one manages to grab his ankles. With both hands, he brings the pole down onto their head. He watches, mutedly, as the person drops from the platform. Doing nothing to stop the sudden surge of the crowd, which consumes him in a flurry of kicks and punches. No one understands it's just a ruin. There's no food, or water, or even heat. I swing back round to no man's land. Something's changed. With a rippling effect, people are suddenly flinging themselves off, cracking into the vessels below, getting crushed between the boats. Those that cling in make the water frantically swim in all directions. The infection's out here. I briefly bring Fulmer back on the wind to avoid a sailing dinghy. The teenage boy and girl on the shallow craft don't seem to see Fulmer pass within inches. Their raw, shivering hands clasped in each other's, the only sign of life. Eyes screwed up and mouths tucked into their waterlogged coats. Our brief wake jostles an overloaded powerboat. Slightest swells gonna take them under. No hat, coat, or shade amongst them. I pull my jacket over my nose and glare at their backs. Idiots. Off our port bow, an orange and blue hulled boat has smacked full throttle into a cabin cruiser. Its windscreen cracking in the jarring blow, the boat bouncing off its fractured hull and veers round to starboard. It's the RNLI lifeboat. It clips another boat like a pinball and steers towards a cell cruiser. The mother and teenage sons in the cockpit scramble to start their engine, propeller blades just spinning up to bite.
Dad!
Don't look, Harry!
What's happening?
Get down!
No crew emerge from the lifeboat. We all just watch. Some even raise their phones. On the mainland, a pair of headlights violently weave, then spin, roll, and disappear. On the beaches, there's people just standing, whilst others sprint frantically, parting like a shoal of fish trying to evade a predator. Doesn't feel real. It can't be. Let it be a nightmare. Tiny boat in the middle of hell. Day one, aboard Fulmer's Folly.
Lena? Lena?
Companionways closed. Grey flat like rocks across smeared blood on the roof.
Sam? Harry? Penny?
Boat feels like it's riding high. Things are missing.
Harry, Eddie?
I force my chin back up. The upside down world makes me feel sick. I blink hard to clear the mist. The toilet door next to the forward cabin's open. There's a body on the floor.
Lena.
Her back's to me. She's covered in blood. Butt of her rifle by her feet. I let my head drop sideways.
Did that too fast.
Can't move my fingers.
Sam.
I see pins and needles. Everywhere. It's like fire ants under my skin, but not there. I can't see my hand. What color's the skin? Oh, shit.
Please, God, don't let me lose my hand.
Leo? You okay? The others. He looks above my head at Lena. What's wrong? He's holding a knife. Harrietty! Wait! The heels stop above my head. Hurry! The boat hook slides in her hands, so she's holding it by the very end. Leo sits up, watches her cover her nose and mouth, and extend the hook out shakily. She prods Lena in the back.
Not yet. Let go of the boat hook.
Harriet!
Shut up. Let go of the boat hook.
Wait. Harry, she's a friend.
You don't know anything.
Harry! Where's Mom? Harry!
Look down. Stay down. Only move if you have to.
Please hang up and try again. We are unable to connect your call. Please hang up and try again. We are unable to connect your call. Please hang up and try again. We are unable to connect.
Where's the girls?
Our cabin.
Doing what?
Watching Howl's moving castle.
Internet's patchy.
It's a download.
Yeah, well, watch Harry. It's dark stuff she's Googling. For fuck's sake!
It's all right.
No, I can do it. I've gone through what we've already bought and what was already stocked up for the summer boat trip. I reckon if we're careful, ration hard.
We won't be out here that long. Stop.
How long do the watermaker filters last?
Stop.
What?
Right now? It's okay not to be okay.
I can't get through to my dad.
He's tough old man. Remember, you found him digging in the garden after his heart attack. Potatoes, wasn't it? Don't know who was more angry. You or him when you took away the fork.
Everything's broken.
Yeah.
Let's put Harry in the saloon.
She wants to sleep forward with us.
That won't last.
It's gonna be okay. Someone will tell us where to go soon.
I need to feed Penny.
Come on, Pen. Drink. Just a little.
Wouldn't plain water be better? Lena.
This has hydration tablets in it.
Where'd you get them?
Her backpack.
Please, Ben. Drink. Come on, baby girl. You have to drink. She won't drink. Lena!
You just do this.
I stare at the wrinkled concentration on Ari's face. She dribbles some of the liquid onto Penn's cracked lips. Calmly does it again. And then on the third time, Penn's mouth stirs. You never think it's possible to love another like your first. And she isn't Arietti. She's Penny. I lean into Ari. She shifts her weight away. I recoil, embarrassed, frightened. Eyeing the scrambled cuts and bruises on her skin. How far down do they go?
What? You're staring.
How do I phrase it? Does she even know what rape is? Do I show emotion or not? There are marks on your neck. Start with that. Open the subject. Gives her room to tell if she wants. Don't freak out. Just listen. Watch her reaction closely. She tells you how she got them. You're okay. She changes the subject. You'll know. There's marks on your neck.
Yes.
Does she want me to ask? Or is that pressuring? Maybe she can't tell because I'm a man. I look desperately for Sam. Sam. Oh my God. Wanna talk about what happened?
I wasn't raped. I need to go back up.
What's our course?
Does it matter?
Of course it matters.
Same as always. Nowhere.
Please conserve tap water to prevent avoidable pressure on the system. Completely overwhelmed. Last week, every hospital in the country had declared a major incident.
Maybe we should follow them.
I follow her eyeline to the crisp, white-hulled catamaran with dark, tinted windows. In no uncertain terms, to not even attempt to reach medical facilities. Wouldn't be able to keep up.
Even in the event of life-threatening complications.
Dad's so calm, so present. Keeps his teenage children's focus on setting sail.
Maybe they're trying for Anglesey.
Maybe.
This includes the pop-up Nightingale hospitals. No ambulance services, even if you could connect with 999.
I turn my head to No Man's Land Fort. The setting sun, glowing off a woman, stood at the top of the walls, watching the boats. Her head, very occasionally, twitching and spasming.
Completely at odds with the health secretary, who insists the emergency healthcare measures have already been drawn up.
We don't want to get caught up in false hope. You think we should move?
Don't know. Can't keep the guys below deck forever.
It won't be forever. When the initial shock's over. Anyway, better the waters we know for now, right?
Maybe they're trying for America.
45 police services across the country say they are no longer able to field an effective force.
Can I go now? Dad.
Put Penny on my legs.
You have to support her head.
I know.
How are you going to do it with one hand?
Pass me the stuff to feed her.
How are you going to do it with one hand?
It will be fine.
You need to wait a bit or she'll throw up.
It will be fine.
overcomes the feeling, doesn't take it away. In some ways, it's worse because you feel it's there, but I can't access it. Never liked antidepressants. Wasted so much time with them. Too many missed moments. Need to feel the grief of that, not just the dull echo. Slippery slope, though, starts the dark spiral of hopeless thought. Everything's pointless. Food and water will run out. Won't be there when you need to be.
End it! Coward!
Coward! They'll never grow up.
Weak!
Don't you make a noise? Eh? Is that you? You're happy today, aren't you? You're gonna flip over. Shall we try? Yeah. Right, you get this arm. Yeah. And you put it here. And you twist. You go, woo! Twist over. Oh. Put you back. Silly dad. Literally eating itself from the inside out. What are you watching?
YouTube.
Yeah? But what?
Death Scientist.
Dark?
Do we think we could watch something a bit less grim?
Hey, you want dark? How about Lego Batman?
Black. All important movies start with a black screen. When people compare
wasting to zombies. Harry. Because wasting aren't dead.
They're breathing. Their brains. Hey.
Time to get dressed, methinks.
Why? Who's going to see me?
A fish.
Funny.
Up! Come on. You feel better.
Can't we have the heater on?
Not in the day. Come on.
I'm putting Penny back in her basket.
Is the person still in there somewhere? Are they conscious?
I looked at our doorbell camera. Wind moving the trees. Parked cars. Pete's opposite looks fine.
Cold today. Real chill.
Need to make sure Penny's wrapped up. Especially at night.
Start putting the heating on.
You think we should use a diesel?
And maybe hold off a bit longer. More bodies in the water today.
I think they're starting to float. Bodies that sank. Fill with gas. Start to float.
Maybe we should move out into the channel. At least then Harry can come up in the day.
Be more exposed. Army are trying to regroup on Anglesey.
Heard it was the Isle of Man. Kids in the dinghy must be dead by now. Must have been, what, 16, 17? Can't get them out of my head.
Can you stop? I don't think we should advertise what we have.
But you can go below.
I'm not hungry.
Capture.
Possible roads. The world's logistics is slowly grinding to a halt. As wasting run rampant in the streets, a global humanitarian crisis is building. All major supermarkets are now closed. Despite the desperate attempts of the armed forces and volunteers to distribute aid, many are beginning to go hungry. Widespread looting has been seen across the globe, some fueled by desperation, some by opportunistic criminal gangs, but always, the wasting aren't far behind them.
It's like The Walking Dead.
Or The Last of Us.
Yeah. I guess, technically, wasting are still alive.
Person's gone.
Didn't say they remember.
What are you saying?
Sorry, I didn't think. You heard?
No.
Anyone else?
Aurora's mom.
Oh.
Right
okay.
Now. Please.
I won't. It's my watch. Why didn't you get me up?
Look like you needed sleep.
My turn.
I can't sleep anyway.
Then just lie there. Listen to the waves hitting the bow.
It makes me feel sick.
Swap the cabins around. Put the store in the front.
Won't that mess up the weight?
I'm not racing anywhere.
You think it is the last of us? A fungus?
Nah. People be turning into mushrooms.
That's not funny.
Sorry. Fungus, virus, from lab, or bomb of a lake, doesn't make a difference anymore. Arietti!
I need more painkillers.
No.
This is for Mum. She awake?
Not now!
What is it? Ari? Arietti? Sam! The drone footage is surreal. There's a shot where the camera's arcing round this concrete residential tower block. Grey sky. Snow falling. Dunno where it is. But the wasting are swarming up the tower. Crawling into every home. Some falling in the frenzy. Or is it people jumping? In some drone shots, you can see the exact moment they seem to know where someone's hiding.
Prepare for unexpected power outages. Ensure your phone is charged.
Is Sam conscious? Lena? She's peeling back the bandage on her head, the dried blood sticking. Will it heal? Mum needs space, Leo. Maybe get some air. Leo, go up, sit next to Ariati.
Hamnetsu!
What is it? I didn't know the boat was like this. I'm sorry.
I really hate you. How does it look?
Like someone's taking a potato peeler to your head.
Less to wash. A bit like you.
If you die, we're fucked. Can I ask you something? You don't have to answer. The men that hurt you, did you get them?
No.
Was it Sam who killed the man in the cockpit?
Ariety. Come, think now. Oh, was more yet? Ah, give me the. Oh, Penny, come on, Mom. Yeah, right. Oh, this is getting silly. Let's go in the saloon. Jack?
Yeah?
Oh, why aren't you on watch?
There was a man in the water. He was drowning.
Shush, Pen. You all right?
Came right up to the boat.
You didn't let him on, did you? Jack?
No.
Did he touch the boat?
Did you hear yourself?
Did he touch the boat?
No.
Did you have your mask on?
Yes.
Still out there?
He went under.
You're sure?
I watched him.
Shh.
What do you think we'll be like when this is over? I need to go back up.
Let me feed Pen and I'll take...
It's my watch.
Two, three...
What is it? What's happened?
Stop!
Sam!
Sorry, please. Mom. Please!
Sorry. Sam!
You're burning up. I have to get you inside, okay?
Stop!
Two.
No, no.
Two. Three.
Lena, she needs help.
Can't get
someone
you over.
Someone take Pen.
Stop.
Leo, come here. Leo.
Shut up.
Look at me, Mum. One more time. I need you to push with your arms.
Okay.
Together.
Together.
One. Two. Three. Push.
Jack? You can go down now. It's my watch. Oh, you're freezing. Don't get warm. Girls miss you.
Stuck in a boat. How can they miss me?
Been doing more crafts. Made a Chinese dragon.
Internet's back.
You doom scrolling. Save some chocolate. Come watch a film with us. I'll even watch DS9 for you. How many tablets have you got left? Jack? We'll face those days together. Foodie yesterday.
Have to ration the gas a little more.
You said it lasts ages.
I couldn't get any more before we left. Tank wasn't full. It's my fault.
Mum up top?
Yeah.
Can I drive the boat after?
Not today. Sorry about the food.
No, it's okay. Sometimes food tastes better cold anyway.
You're a good kid. Watch Ghostbusters later.
Internet's too slow.
It's downloaded.
It's timed out. Tastes good.
What was the name of their boat?
Silver Caspian.
Were you, Pen and Mum, always together?
No.
Do you know their names?
All except one. He wore red.
Shush, Pen. Come on.
Shut up! Hey,
hey!
Shut up! Stop shouting! Shut her up!
What are you thinking?
Enough!
Go upstairs, Harry!
I can still hear her.
I know you can! We all can! Stop whinging!
Have you fed her?
Fed her? Changed her?
Was she sick?
I don't know!
How can you not know?
Babies cry, Jack! What do you want from
me? She's been screaming for hours!
Really? I hadn't noticed.
Oh God, why? Why? Why do you keep changing her nappies down here? It stinks!
I have to! It's freezing outside!
We eat off this table, Sam!
I can't get in the front cabin because you're hiding!
I'm not hiding!
Go somewhere else, Jack! Go!
Did you know you wouldn't turn? When you grabbed the wasting of Omar?
No.
But you heard a scream stop.
We had to get...
Did you hear me?
I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Is it all a lie?
I don't...
The reason we're out here.
I still don't...
You're alive. Lena's... Sort of, but how can that be? What was lockdown for? Out here sailing this fucking line. Endlessly. Because nowhere is safe. You said everything that's happened. Everything I've done.
The infection's real.
You didn't even question it.
The world was falling apart.
Navy. Hey! Hey!
The voices telling us it would be okay kept changing. The briefings going from people in suits to uniforms to whoever had internet access. And in the confusion, people were lost. The safe zone plan had failed. The global supply chains obliterated. The lights of the mainland had gone out. The fall had begun. The other boats chasing the warship throttle up too. But we're quickly falling into its wake. They must be going somewhere. They can't leave us. Don't leave us.
You're wasting fuel!
The power boats keep trying to slow the ship.
Yeah!
They're lying. They won't. The ship begins making sharp turns, throwing up water behind it. Formers violently thrown about, almost colliding with another cell cruiser.
Yes.
A hand grips mine at the wheel. My eyes pull away from the stern lights of the warship to hers.
It's gone! It's gone! It's all gone!
The girls are gonna hear you.
I don't want this for them!
Neither do I. But we're gonna have to figure it out.
Everything's gone! I can't. How's this gonna work? How is this gonna work? What am I doing? Why am I just sitting here?
We're sitting. Because in a minute, we're gonna have to pretend that we're not scared. We know there's going to be a tomorrow.
John, it's a lie. Yes. It's a lie.
But we'll share it together.
I can't get those kids in the dinghy out of my head. Them holding hands. I just moved around them. The sound of the man drowning because I couldn't let him on. I sat here and watched so many people drown. I see them panicking, raising their arms, and I want them to go under. So it will stop. Fuck! Fuck! All these people want to live, and I want to die. How's that fair? A normal life for me is going to bed, wishing not to wake up because then it will stop. How am I going to keep them alive? How?
Have you cut yourself again?
No.
You promise me?
Promise. I've kept my promise. I'm their dad. They were supposed to protect them.
We'll protect them.
Boat's gonna break.
Then we'll fix it.
With what?
Duct tape.
I don't want this to be it.
Then don't let it be it.
I don't know who to believe anymore. I don't know what anything is. Who I am.
Lena said the wasting began.
I know what she said. People swore blind, it was this and it was that. You should be dead! You weren't here! You weren't here! He's still in the cockpit. If we hadn't come out here, none of this would have happened. I don't want it to be like this. But I don't want it to go back to the way it was.
Then maybe it's time we change course.
Jack was played by Johnny DiSpenna. Arietti was played by Tina Marchitalo. Lena was played by Ricardo Ruff. Samantha was played by Sally Walker-Taylor. Producer, Becky Stacey. Episode written and directed by Matt Stacey. Music under artless licensing, Skylark by Ben Winwood. Gladiators, instrumental by Young Rich Pixies. Blood on Ice by 11 Kingdoms. Fallen Soldiers by C.K. Martin. Full Must Folly original score and mix by Samar Benapal. This was a Static Airwaves production.